Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 3rd of April, Believing for Sonship. The Gospel of Sonship reveals the love of the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Through the unique initiatives of each person of the Godhead, we are born of God and made in the image and likeness of God. Significantly, new creation is not through baptism or regeneration. Rather, it begins with an adoption. This is not adoption as conceptualized by Calvin, but rather a whole process that is initiated by receiving the promise of the Spirit through faith. For the purpose of highlighting the significance of receiving the divine nature through new birth prior to baptism, let us now consider the implications of the love of the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The Father, at the request of the Son, sends the Holy Spirit into our heart to be with us and in us. Paul called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of adoption. When he comes into our heart, he convicts us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. In doing so, the Spirit is asking us, "Do you want to be a son of God?" As we say yes, the Holy Spirit gives to us the faith to believe for what is absolutely impossible and unthinkable. We are able to believe that we can become a son of God who is born again of his divine nature. This is the same faith that Abram received when Yahweh, who is the Word, came to him and said, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield of faith, your exceedingly great reward." Abram believed by this faith, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, meaning sonship. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, John chapter 14, verses 15 to 17, John chapter 16, verses 7 to 11, Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, and Genesis chapter 15, verses 4 to 6. For further study, Genesis chapter 15.